Hey everybody, this is Matt Hamm, and you're listening to my podcast, Whole Life Matters. We talk about your faith, your family, your career, and how they can all work together so that you can live the life you were created for. Thanks for joining us. Hello and welcome to another episode of Whole Life Matters. I'm your host, Matt Hamm. So glad that you guys have joined us for another episode of the podcast. If you are a regular listener or a new listener, I am so glad that you guys are here. This podcast is all about inspiration, encouragement, and teaching. That's something that God gave me about 2 years ago, and we try to do that every single week to kind of lift up God and lift ourselves up in Him so that we can rise above our circumstances instead of living underneath them, so that we can begin to thrive in life and live with fullness and wholeness for the purpose that He's called us to. And that goes for our faith life, our family life, our work life, for all of the above. And what I am all about is helping people kind of refresh their perspective. I had kind of a vision the other day. You know, I have four small children, for those of you who don't know. So the sunglasses that I wear always have smudges on them, right? Because dads constantly, their kids are grabbing the sunglasses and they've got little fingerprints on them. And so I always have to take off my sunglasses and clean the lenses. And as I was cleaning off the lens the other day, one of the kids had grabbed my sunglasses and his little kid fingerprints all over it. I grabbed the sunglasses and wiped them off and put them back on, and you can see clearly again. And it hit me. Cleaning off your sunglasses is not a one-time thing, because every single time you wear them, you're probably going to get some kind of smudge on them. So cleaning off your lenses is something you have to do all the time. And that's kind of how I view this podcast and what I do. When I share things out on social media, when I write articles, whether it's my book, or whether I'm speaking to an audience, or whether I'm one-to-one mentoring, or whether I'm teaching a workshop, whatever it is that I do, the heart behind that is to help people refresh their perspective. Because the circumstances and the emotions and the struggles of life are going to smear your lenses, right? Kind of your spiritual lenses, the eyes of your heart. Jesus talked about he who has eyes, let him see. Of course, everybody had eyes that was listening. But Jesus was talking about refreshing the perspective and seeing with spiritual eyes. See beyond the physical, the tangible, and see into the spiritual. This is one step further, this kind of expanding of our vision, shifting our perspective, pivoting the way we see the world so we can have a different angle. It's not a one-time thing. It's an ongoing process, moment by moment, multiple times a day, certainly multiple times a week. A continual process of pausing, cleaning off our lenses, and choosing how we see the world. Because if we don't, all we're going to see are the smudges and the smears. All we're going to see is our circumstances. The expectations that we place on life when things don't go the way that we want them to go. The expectations on people of the way they should treat us and what we feel we're entitled to, even though we don't say it like that, we live with this entitlement and these expectations of life and people. And when it doesn't go the way we want it to go, we get stressed and frustrated and exhausted and stuck. And I am all about helping people get unstuck. But not in my own power and not for some 7-step course that's going to magically change your life. Because the power of God is the only thing that is strong enough to change your life. I believe that wholeheartedly. But it didn't really start there for me, and that's what I want to talk about on today's podcast episode. I want to talk about the fact that every single person listening, that all of us, have to step into our identity. We have to mature into our purpose. And the beautiful part about it is as we do that, God's favor and blessing will come alongside us in ways we didn't even imagine. And we'll have impact and influence far beyond what we can see. See, so often we get caught up in the physical, the tangible, what we can see with our eyes or perceive with our senses. But if you're a Christian, you know the Bible talks about the things we can't see. And that's really what I want to kind of dive into today and start to see the byproduct of faith. Because when we have faith in the things that we cannot see and we step into that faith, it grows, and then God shows up and confirms it. And I can tell you there's no better way to live. Back in 2013, we had three small children, and I was stressed to the max. I was running my insurance agency, trying to keep up, trying to compete with my peers as a way to validate, and kind of master it all as in doing the right thing, you know? But life was a grind. It was effort-based, and it was hustle, it was work hard, and it was do all this, but I was drowning in that. You know, it was an opportune time for me to kind of just, God, I am worn out. And in that moment, God really kind of started shaking my heart, kind of rattling it around a little bit. And I felt like he was calling me to begin speaking. Now, you have to understand and know that I had no formal training as a speaker. I had never really spoken except at my grandfather's and my grandmother's and my aunt's funeral, right? However, God placed this on my heart that he wanted me to speak. And so I began sitting down, I began writing, and I started my blog at matthamm.com. And before I knew it, people started following along. And then I believed that God wanted me to write a book. And so I wrote my book, Redefine Rich. And in the process of publishing that book, I was diagnosed with spreading malignant melanoma, very aggressive skin cancer that really caused me to say, all right, God, what are you really up to? And in that process, I felt like God was calling me to something bigger, something more that I had never really even considered, and that was the fact that I was a pastor, that God had called me to pastor. Now, it sounds interesting because I don't have a congregation, and I'm not a part of a traditional kind of religious institution, and I don't speak on Sundays, and I don't, you know, that's not the type of pastor. God was saying, I want you to shepherd people. I want you to inspire, encourage, and teach them who they are in me, and I want you to help them become my expression in the world. Seems pretty heavy, right? But it's what I felt deep down. It's what I knew when I went to bed at night, when I woke up in the morning. I knew deep down that that's who I was. And my natural instinct was to kind of rush and hustle and make it happen. But I felt like God said, no, I'll do it. All I need for you to do is show up. Every day, take one step, show up. And I started kind of stripping off the conventional wisdom, you know? I very much at that time was involved in kind of all the online stuff and had been a student of personal development for many, many years and, you know, had read all the books and seen all the different speakers. And, you know, I still love watching great speakers. But I kind of started saying, you know what? I am not going to fight with the weapons of the world. I'm going to really let God show up and do this. So I didn't employ a quicker way to launch your book, or I didn't go to take this course on how to, you know, build a platform, or I didn't go to this seminar on how to maximize your gifts, and I didn't take this particular test over here to kind of tell me, you know, who I was and what my personality style was. Now, listen, none of that stuff is bad. I'm not, you know, pooping on that stuff. I'm just telling you, this is the journey as I have had it. God said, no, I have something different. I want to show you who you are. I want you to learn from me who you are. So I began this process of understanding that, you know, I was very much a pick yourself up by your bootstraps type A, be out in front of people, got to be successful as a way to validate who you are, got to kind of make other people like you. You know, that's how you get your vibe off, and you're all about the opinions of others, and you love people so much that you want to please them all the time. And so you live your life as a way to please people. God's saying, this is who you are. And you're trying to find your identity in the things of the world. You're trying to find your identity and how successful you are, how other people see you, how much wealth you have. But I want to strip some of that stuff away. I want to show you that it's not under your own strength that you've done any of this, that I've been right there with you the entire time walking alongside you. And now I've called you to pastor. I've called you to teach people as you're learning it. And that's kind of been my story. Before I knew it, in 2015, I had more than 20 speaking engagements all over kind of the Southeast telling my story of how I wrote my book, Redefine Rich, and came to know these rich principles to live a rich life. And I was watching God do this, and I didn't incorporate some kind of business strategy. I didn't hire a business manager. I didn't have somebody making cold calls. God provided opportunities in His own time and His own way, because this is the purpose that He had had for my life. But a curious thing happened in the middle of that. God set me down and said, you know what? It's not about you, author, speaker. I want you to start an organization that's bigger than you, that does this in the world, that bridges the gap between Sundays with Christians and helps bring kind of the faith and the workplace, bring down those walls that stand between the two. And I'm calling you to be a pastor, kind of like the unpastor, from Monday to Saturday. It's kind of a weird thing, but in the process, I felt like I was supposed to start this organization, and I didn't feel like I was supposed to do it alone. And God introduced me to now my business partner and co-founder of Uprint, Kevin Adams. And God had given us a vision independently for this idea of an organization. And that is now Uprint, our faith development organization that we have founded and are now in the process of releasing. And along the way, God's continued to show me how much I clamor for people's attention and approval, and how much I get caught up in my own emotions. And the enemy has been right beside me, trying to attack and get me off course with anxiety and fear and worries about my kids' health, about my wife's health. We've been through all of these different struggles over the past couple of years, professional struggles, personal struggles. But one thing has been consistent, one thing has remained, and that is my God, who has stood beside me, who has strengthened me in the middle of this season, continuing to confirm who He is, how good He is, how real He is, and who He's called me to be in Him. And in that process, I see myself and so many of the different characters in the Bible, and I've really just jumped headfirst into God's Word in this process and let Him speak. And now here we stand with this organization, Uprint, that is wholeheartedly and completely about building up people for the kingdom of God. And guys, this has been a crazy story. I mean, so crazy that some mornings I wake up at 3:30 with this idea, this notion down in my spirit to go and walk around my church. And as I'm walking around my church, I feel like I hear God say, I want you to break down the walls that exist between faith and business. I want you to build up individuals, help them thrive in community for my kingdom. And I'm like, God, how am I going to do that? And then God provides an opportunity for me to come and lead a faith development workshop at one of the largest publicly traded company in Wilmington. And I watch opportunities for my story to kind of be presented to some of the wealthiest people in the state of North Carolina. And it's just crazy, but not to God, because that's how He works. That's how He works. And this is not exclusive to me. I don't speak from one ounce of boasting when I'm sharing this story with you guys today. But with the confidence the Apostle Paul had, because he knew he had had his encounter on Damascus and he couldn't go back. And so here I stand, guys, today telling you I can't go back. I can't go back to the guy I was 3 years ago. I can't go back to the guy I was a year ago. Because when you were wholeheartedly pursuing Christ, you were constantly being brought up and matured in Him. And you can't go back, because there's nothing better. There's nothing more satisfying. It is your true self lived out. And so I keep going because I believe something about you guys. I believe that every single person has God's fingerprint on them. And I believe you will not find fullness until you live that out, until you become his expression in the world and leave his fingerprints on the world through yours. And that's what U-Print's all about. And here we stand having launched this company. I look back, I'm like, oh my gosh, 3 years ago, I thought this was about me writing a book and me speaking. And now I have an organization. I have a business partner. We have a, you know, we got a banking account. And people are paying us to come in and to lead these workshops. And people are paying us to mentor them. And people are reading and buying our courses. Holy cow, this is incredible. But that's how God works. That's how God works. When you step into your purpose, God will bless it. When you step into your purpose and you pray bold prayers and you ask God to pour out his favor on what he's doing in your life and to minimize and diminish the things that you're pursuing, God will bless it because he's that good. Because that's what he's promised in his word and he does not lie. And so at some point in time, we have to stand up and say, what life am I trying to live? Am I trying to live the life of the world's viewpoint, of the world's perspective? Or am I willing to pause and cleanse off those lenses and see differently from a different perspective and have a different conviction about how I live my life? Like for real. Like a life that I don't have to worry about what's on the news. A life I don't have to worry about the economy. I don't have to worry about health because I have divine health. And I have eternity because my God's that good. And so am I going to wake up every day and live in this constant state of fear and worry and anxiety? Or am I going to live in the power of God? That's what I believe for every single one of you. That life is available to you. But it's not easy. Because the world's going to say you're crazy. The world's going to say you're foolish. But that's exactly right. Because God's way, God's wisdom is foolishness to the world. But you have to choose right now, this day, whom you're going to serve. Are you going to casually raise one hand lifted to God and have the other hand hanging on to everything else in your life? Or are you going to lay it all down and truly surrender and let him work? Let him show you who you are and then live that out in the world and call him out on his word to say, God, this is what you promised for those who love you and are called according to your purpose. And I'm going to live this and not turn back. And I'm going to get rid of all the religiosity and all the worries about denominations and all the worries about the way my parents and the way my grandparents were raised and kind of the traditional religion of it all. And I'm going to be engaged in a personal, real relationship with the personal, real God because that's what you said you did on the cross. That's what I want. I want the fullness that you said you promised. I want the power of the Holy Spirit to be dwelling within me, that same power that raised Jesus from the dead. I want that power to be able to live, not to elevate myself, to make myself low, but to bring glory and credit and praise to you because that's what I'm about. I'm not about living shackled to the fears of the world. I'm not about living shackled to my emotions and shackled to other people's opinions. I'm about living for the fullness for which God has called me, and I stand firm on his word that he will come alongside me and he will do it. That's the life I want. That's a whole life. That's a rich life. That's a full life. That's what we call a U-print life. And that's what we're about. And today, I just want to challenge you guys. Is that what you're about? Is that what you're really for real about? And I'll leave you with this question. If you're not sure, how's it working for you? How's it working for you? Because listen, nothing against all the motivational speakers, all the great courses that are out there, all the fantastic minimalistic ideas and ways to simplify your life and five steps to this and all these other things. All that stuff is okay. But it's not supreme. All that stuff is fantastic to supplement once you have this kind of thing going on in your heart that you're unwilling to go back to the wisdom of the world. You want the wisdom from your Heavenly Father. And that comes from the fear of Him, humility before Him, having a hunger and a desire for Him and Him alone, and being unwilling to compromise on what He says and not find your identity, not find your approval in the ways of the world. That's what this is about. So I just challenge you guys today. What are you about? What are you about? If you're about living this thing for God, like for real, completely, absolutely, if you're already doing that, high five digitally through this podcast to you. I want to know about it. I want to hear about it because I want my God to show up. I want our God to show up in your life. And I want Him to move in power because it's time. It's time for us, the body of Christ, the kingdom of believers, to stand up and bring His goodness to the world. And not some kind of hellfire, condemnation, all this kind of junk. The power of God lived out in the lives of His people, which is the most transformational thing that could ever happen. It's a story that's been going on for thousands of years, and it continues today, and it continues to grow. And that's the work that we want to do. That's the good that we want to be in the world, because the world needs it desperately, desperately. And the question is, are you going to live it out? If you want to, we can help. Feel free to reach out, connect with us, social media, uprint.life, email me, matt@mattham.com. Let's talk. You can go to our website, uprint.life. We can schedule a free discovery call. I'll spend 15, 20 minutes with you finding more out about you, where you are, let you know how we can help. But it's time. It's time. We'll see you guys next week. And until then, remember, your whole life matters.